Oh God.
Oh my God.
Well, this certainly was a movie.
Yeah, it took me
no preamble, no.
I don't know.
two or so kills before I figured out, like, oh, this is just why they call it Kill Chain.
Because there's a chain of kills.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're just going to watch a bunch of like montages of deaths, basically.
Kind of. And then it stops and then it starts again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little saddened when we broke away from Nicolas Cage in the beginning.
Me too. I was like, ooh, this is a big 40-minute gap with no Cage.
Yeah.
Which is like, but only to re-show the same scene from the beginning.
Yeah,
that was only
from a different angle.
From a different angle, but so that was only put in there solely to let you know Nicolas Cage would be in this film eventually.
Yeah, and to create like the initial loop.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I do think that it was more Cage bait. You know?
Yeah,
it was like, hey, no, he's here. Don't worry.
You don't have to wait until the end of the movie. You've got Nicolas Cage now.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now, just wait until the end of the movie for the rest of the Nicolas Cage.
So I'm going to wait till the end of the podcast to do the intro.
Good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We'll loop back to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're talking about Kill Chain from 2019.
Starring?
Nicolas Cage.
And?
Jason Stackhouse.
Yeah, he is in there. Yeah.
Also, the guy from Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, that guy too.
Yeah, that guy too.
And to which I responded to Sean, David Spade.
And then I was like, no, the bald guy who, and Peter's like, it was a joke. I'm like, oh, I was very tired last night. And then I thought, I'm like, David Spade in this movie would be great.
Kind of awesome, right? Like, I think that's my beef with it is that
it's not David Spade's not in it.
Yes, that's number one. But no, like, I feel like if you're going to play up all these, you know, the very bad woman, the old sniper, you know, all these character names and everything, it's like, go fucking wild.
Yeah, cast away.
Yeah. And then they didn't.
Well, so right when we fired up this movie at home, I had just read an article stating that like the Writers Guild was advising its members not to work with Millennium Films. And then it's just Millennium Films. And I was like, ah, it's going to be one of those films. Nice. And it was.
Yeah. I enjoyed the ride.
Yeah, try and give us a summary. Whoever wants to take a stab at that.
How about we just go back? We'll ping pong this. We'll just like each tell it, go for a scene.
You're fucking fine.
So it starts off in a hotel. Nick Cage is a hotel keeper.
Yeah, he's a clerk.
Clerk, yeah. That's the word. He's the owner of a hotel.
In a real piece of shit part of town.
In a real shit piece part. Wow.
Uh-huh.
We'll keep that.
Yeah. Some gentlemen... no good Nicks come in and yeah,
not like me. I'm a real good Nick. Continue.
Take his gun, take Nick Cage's guns and make generally threatening remarks about him like having stayed in one place too long. And when he offers to tell them a story, it then hard cuts to an old sniper looking at rice cookers. Wow. My brain. All right, dude. Nick, you go. Let my brain like buffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got sniper looking at rice cookers, and he eventually gets into a situation where it's like, oh no, there's a sniper on the other roof. Like, who's sniping who? And so we get through that scene with him getting shot and laying on the ground. And so it pans over to, I don't know, somebody else who's going to get shot. And then that leads us backwards even more to this other person who dies, and they just kind of progressively like fold away until like you get back through the origami crane to Nicolas Cage and this lady, and like none of the stories like necessarily matter,
yeah, or really all interlink, like,
yeah,
the,
I mean,
the sniper getting shot by the other sniper, then that sniper is in the car with Jason Stackhouse,
yeah,
and he gets killed.
So the sniper who killed the sniper was the older sniper's protege,
yeah,
right,
but none of that like
arrested by
comes together cops. So much
it
until like the end
does, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then there's a lady who's maybe a prostitute, and then
yeah,
and then maybe her madam is there. Is yeah. that was that the vibe?
I think. Or like some crime lord, or like her lady was a crime lord. And
that was one of the sexiest stabbings I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was ready to stab a little bit myself.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Nice.
With my penis.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it all boils back down until you get the story of like why Nicolas Cage is in this. I don't know. Is this Bolivia? Is this
very, very confusing? Because yeah. Then like the sex worker that
they were in a old school sniper, zone. I know that
that old sniper brings up as a distraction technique. She was American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the characters were pretty definitely not of this nation because nobody had accents.
Yeah, unimportant.
Yeah.
Even though Nick Cage plays a character named Aranya.
Yeah, the Aranya.
Well, and there's that one extended scene that's in Spanish.
Oh, right. That's your version.
In my version, the version I had German subtitles for the Spanish. I was able to follow for the most part, and I like paused it after the second sniper gets shot in the back of the squad car.
Mm.
And I like text Peter. I'm like, how much of this is in Spanish? Because I'm following it well enough with what little Spanish I have. But if there's much more, I should probably like find a version.
A different version. Yeah.
And then Peter's like, it's on Prime. I'm like, OK.
Yeah. I have definitely done that before where I've like downloaded a film and just been like, oops, OK, there's no subtitle track to this. Like the Wolverine.
Oh,
like,
man.
So much of that is in Japanese. And then I just sat there and was like, I don't have subtitle tracks for this. This is all in Japanese.
You get the feeling from it, though.
Yeah,
you can.
I guess
you can translate.
I guess. Yeah.
Japanese emotion into. Yeah, it's
Japanese
totally fine.
Emotion. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Definitely translate that.
So what it all ultimately comes down to is Nick Cage is on a revenge quest because his ex-partner
Franco,
not Franco's real name, Franco and him were set to do a drop. It goes wrong. So like, you know, burn the product, which happened to be like young girls. Franco adopted one of the girls as like his own. The snipers were the cleanup crew and killed the rest of the girls at one point. The cops were responsible for Franco's daughter's death. Franco went to get revenge and he was killed by the female mob boss, the madam.
You followed this movie way better than I did.
They sum it up in 3 minutes at the end. It's not that. Well, the only part of it that's complicated is the setup makes no sense, like in terms of how he like pushed that first domino. But like who's important to who made perfect sense.
Yeah.
The only part that kind of got me in, like, and I was like, oh, at the end of the film when he like walks into the hotel room and like the first sniper's there, I'm like, because I thought the sniper was across the street.
Mm,
oh, no, it was.
But then they even said, like, you know, you only have two guests. And I'm like, I should have put it together. So yeah. I was just like, it's all there.
masterpiece.
And then it completely falls down at the end because the sniper has a daughter of his own who's at University of Richmond. And his boss is going to go after his daughter because the second sniper died. It's like, you have to save her. And Nick Cage like, all right. Ends with him like calling like this stranger to tell her your dad's dead and I'm going to come get you.
Yeah, I'm going to protect you.
Yeah, don't worry. Trust me. I'm the spider.
I am the Aranya.
The Aranya. Yeah.
For those of you who don't habla español, the Aranya is Spanish for
El Spider.
I read a Collider review from 2019.
I'm getting a fucking phone call from Costco right now. All of Costco.
Pick it up.
Yeah, put them on the podcast.
I am not a ska band. I do not respond to such.
So I was reading this Collider article because there's not a lot of stuff about this movie out there.
Yeah, really?
People aren't just talking about.
There's so many people in this movie.
Killed it.
Yeah. So this guy Chester C. Jones wrote, this is my favorite paragraph from it. The ideal way to watch this is sprawled out on your couch while you work or surf the internet, watch another TV show, eat a burrito, or just sleep. Anything, really. Think of it as a cinematic equivalent to ASMR. And that's actually exactly how it was for me. Like, I could not have summed this movie up like you did because I basically went into a fugue state during almost all of it.
I was intrigued by the whole thing. I don't know why. It's not good, but I was just like, probably because no scene lasts for like no part of this movie is more than a 5 minute movie. So just every time I'm just like kind of like it's like, oh, something new.
Yeah, a new part. Yeah.
That is true.
Entirely new people.
I just like dead stared at the TV for like 40 minutes like Nicolas Cage is coming back. We're gonna get back to this.
You're white knuckling it.
Yeah. Josie's already asleep on the couch. the dogs are just doing dog stuff, and I just have to sit there and watch Kill Chain.
So did anyone else look up, did anyone look up what this director has done?
Yeah,
he did 4 episodes of Numbers.
Ooh.
But he also did The Replacement Killers.
Yeah,
which is probably like
which
the
numbers?
Seven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that episode.
Yeah. I think also 14 and 12, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
Good numbers.
Yeah.
But he probably best known for directing The Replacement Killers.
He was actually just the writer for that.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Somebody else directed that one. Anyway, yeah. But I mean, that is what he is certainly best known for, and a good movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
looked. Whatever happened to Chow Yun-Fat? I know he was in that horrible Dragon Ball movie.
Yeah, boy, that was a fucking movie.
I think he just went back to
Chow Old Fat.
I shouldn't have laughed.
I hate that I laughed at that too.
Yes, encourage me.
No.
You're going to be Peter's problem soon.
That's true. Yeah. Chow Yun-Fat had a really cool career, and it does seem like he just sort of stopped.
Probably just went back to.
I mean, just doing Hong Kong cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a fucking hero over there. Yeah. So, I mean, he had a kind of like sweet pocket in the. When did sweet pocket? When did Crouching Tiger come out?
I mean, we were children.
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty young. I would guess it was like 1998.
Yeah.
97, 96, 2000. I danced around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Replacement Killers was directed by Antoine Fuqua.
Oh, yeah. Fuqua. What else did he do? What else did a different director do that isn't related to Kill Chain?
He did the Equalizer
movies.
Well,
this is a director chain.
Training Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Magnificent Seven, The Bad One. Ooh, Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, that's the White House movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that one time, like, very hungover or something, and I was like, this movie sucks. Like, what the fuck? Was that a Renner? Is he in that?
No, Olympus Has Fallen is Morgan Freeman and... Oh,
I was going to say it sounds like a Denzel Washington.
It's a Gerard Butler.
Oh, okay. Gerard. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. That is, kind of Renner adjacent.
What is... And then there's the other series that's more or less the same with Channing Tatum. White House Down.
That's the one. Mm. Yep. Very similar
concept.
You know,
this shit would have happened if we would have elected President Harrison Ford for a second term.
It's true. I think my favorite... kill was one of the more subtle kills in this movie, in the kill chain. I liked the poisoning.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
the poisoning was a good kill. Yeah. What was your favorite kill
other than sexy stabbing?
Sexy stabbing could be your favorite kill. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. This movie's kind of like pretty sedate until, like, in terms of like the violence, until it's not, because when the guy gets his brains blown out in the car, that's pretty like visceral. But when dude gets shotgunned.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
The shotgunning.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the Jason Stackhouse, Miguel argument death.
Oh, yeah. The car shootout.
Yeah.
What annoys me about this chain of kills is these like professional killers is like, OK, I'm going to like sneak the door open to get him to come out. I'm like, I don't think that's an armored car. Just shoot through the door.
Yeah, right?
Just shoot through the fucking door.
It's like a Toyota. Like, come on.
Yeah. I did enjoy the, the feet are coming down. He shoots him right through the legs. Oh, he's collapsing. Oh, it was the corpse.
That was kind of sick. That was pretty good.
Like, fucking Jason Stackhouse dips his head down on the other side. It's like, oh, I got you.
His is the only death we don't see. We just hear him.
Yeah.
Because the crazy
lady. He gets tortured.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And then she like kidnaps that guy to drive her down to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And then does kind of a little sexy strip tease in the back. And she's like, you can look, but don't crash the car.
I don't care if you look.
So weird.
So he looks a lot.
Yeah.
Until she just takes the mirror away.
And then she has sex with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That's the part that annoyed me the most is when she like just tears off his rearview mirror.
Got to do my makeup.
But then, yeah, there's the needless sex with Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just so she could say she had sex with Nicolas Cage when, like, people come and look for her?
Yeah, I don't know.
It didn't make a ton of sense.
It's like, oh, this is going to inspire him to help me.
Right.
Newsflash, once they have the sex, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like,
but he's also maybe an assassin who's, like, seen too much or, like, kind of over it. Because that was the reasoning for the handler gave for retiring the older sniper was just like, you've lost your edge. You don't drink anymore. You don't fuck anymore.
That's yeah. right.
Like, you're not drowning your sorrows of the horrible things you've done, and we're worried you're going to talk.
Yeah, you found peace. We don't like that.
Too much time just looking at yourself in the mirror. You know? It's no bueno. See? No bueno. Spanish. Yeah, I brought nice. It back.
That was very good.
The Araña.
I don't... Just traveling with a rice cooker seems like a pain in the ass.
It really does.
It does.
Yeah. Like, I mean, unless you, like, store some shit in there also.
You have to clean it. And it doesn't look like he's staying at the most reputable of places.
That's true.
I do like that he's looking into a travel-sized rice cooker. And the question that, like, knocks him out of it from his daughter is just like, how much does rice cost? Like, wherever you go, how much is rice? It's cheap.
Yeah, just don't spend even. A dollar.
Yeah. You clearly have money as you keep sending money to me yeah. for my schooling.
I thought one of the things about this movie that actually looked pretty good is the fact that it looked pretty good. Like, yeah. it's shot well.
Shot well.
It's all digital.
Shaky. You
know, little shaky cam, which,
yeah, but, whatever. But
I like the lighting palette. You know, I thought that was cool.
I mean, Nick Cage is fun in this. I like when he's telling his story.
Yeah,
I
did, he is a fun character.
I did hate that it starts off with, like, you want to hear a story, and then it cuts to dude in the room. And then we go through the kill chain, and then it just gets back to, like, you want to hear a story? I'm like, so that wasn't the story?
Yeah, here's a different nope. story.
But I just like when he's kind of doing his monologue, and one of the killers, like, there's the guy he poisoned that's on the table that we know is dead. But one of the train killers is like, this guy's dead. He's like, yeah, I poisoned him. I was just getting there.
That's part of the story. You're jumping ahead.
And that one guy's just really mad that he wasted half an hour of his life listening to this story.
Just like the rest of the audience.
I loved it. Kill chain.
Kill chain.
I would put this above Retirement Plan.
Oh, really? You are dead wrong.
Yeah. That's a wild assessment.
I know you really did hate Retirement Plan.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't think anything of it.
Well, I can say definitively that this movie has zero bobos.
It does have zero bobos.
Is yeah. a no-go for me. No, no bobo, no go-go.
Yeah, the fact that it completely rolled off of my brain and I watched it 2 days ago, I'm like, I can't put this above Retirement Plan, which I still think about. So
I don't.
I yeah, do think about it. I like old Nicolas Cage a lot, though. I yep. like seeing him just be old.
Yeah, kind of his badass grandpa mode is cool.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this definitely fits in that this should have been straight to DVD.
It could be the same character.
It could be. I mean, that's the thing. This fits into that, like, little pocket that of Nicolas Cage is just kind of a guy who might have a shady past.
Mm-hmm.
He's
got a beard.
He's got a beard. But I'm thinking of, what's that one? Red Rock West, Mirror Window or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like Nicolas Cage, shady past. Something happens. He leaves.
Looking Glass?
Looking Glass. There we go.
The one where he creeps?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. 2019 is when this came out. So before that, he did Between Worlds, Into the Spider-Verse,
okay.
Score to Settle, which we haven't watched, which looks like exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Color Out of Space, mm-hmm. Running with the Devil, which I think everyone we've talked to who has a Nick Cage podcast is like, that movie sucks.
Yeah.
And then Kill Chain, and then Primal, and then Grand Isle, and then Jiu-Jitsu. Like, oof.
I would put this on par with Jiu-Jitsu.
It's a rough lead up.
Yeah. So 2018, 2019 is a hard zone. I mean, Between Worlds was fun for its own reasons. Color Out of Space, banger.
Yeah.
And Primal, obviously, we know what Nick thinks.
Fucking rocks. I was just thinking about Between Worlds, the like weird, like, oh, choke me, fuck me, I need to see dead people sex. Oh man, what a classic.
That's such a weird movie.
I'm gonna watch it.
It does give us the Nick Cage poems, though.
There's a YouTuber I follow who recently, I haven't watched the episode yet, but I saw it came up in my feed. It's like, I found the worst Nick Cage film, so you don't have to watch it. And it was Between Worlds. Like, I need to know what this person thinks of this movie.
Man, yeah. Like, I can't say that I would recommend anybody watch Kill Chain, but I also can't say that you shouldn't. I mean,
it's a solid 90 minutes.
Perfect.
It's
earned that 5 out of 10 flat rating.
It's a very flat film, but it's not bad. It's no. entertaining, and it's
well,
just like
the first half is bad, and then the second half has Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
I think that's where he got the 5 stars for his performance, and then 0 stars for everything else.
Yeah.
It goes at such a clip. I think that's probably why I didn't have a problem with it when it's not Nicolas Cage, because none of those characters you get invested in, they're just there to die in sometimes interesting ways.
I would recommend people watch it. I don't think I could watch it a second time, because it's fair. I've seen it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter how fast it goes. Like, I know what's up.
I might just watch the Nick Cage scenes again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could basically skip 40 minutes in and just be like, all right, I can watch this. I can watch 50 more minutes, mostly of him.
Yeah.
Performance thoughts? I don't even know. And we kind of hit on it already.
Nick Cage was good. I cannot remember the guy's name from...
Jason Stackhouse?
No, from Just Shoot Me. Not David Spade.
David Spade.
Do you remember that he was in Just Shoot Me just because somebody just shot him?
Ha. He was also in Veronica Mars.
Yeah, Enrico Colantoni.
Yeah, he's got...
Fucking wild name.
Wackiest name.
For a white dude. How terrible was his, attempt at hiding his accent? Like,
rough.
Every time he opened his mouth, it was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Just use your normal voice. I like have the two to of- talk like this.
Oh, here's some hot trivia. What kind of facial hair do you think Nick Cage wanted for this?
Goatee. Handlebar mustache.
Mustache is correct. Yeah. I don't know about handlebar, but it was shot in Colombia.
Oh, okay.
Colombia.
That tracks.
Yeah.
All I knew is that it was shot in a school zone, because every aerial shot just said Escolar Zona. I was like, school zone. And then they just kept circling that school zone. Pretty cool zone. School zone. A school zone.
Yep.
More Spanish from Nick.
Any final thoughts on this one?
Just one. Welcome to Cage Matt Colin, roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean, here with my co-host,
Nick.
And our producer,
Peter, hello.
And you better not fucking put this at the beginning of the podcast.
Fuck no, I'm not.
Good. On this podcast, we take 64 Nick Cage films and break them down or review them.
Bracket style.
Until we find the Cage's film.
Texas style.
That doesn't matter for this episode, because this is a bonus episode.
Yeah, this is not part of the bracket.
Bonus.
I told Nathan yesterday, I was watching Kill Chain. He's like, but that's not on the bracket. And I'm like, no, it's not. We need to kill time.
Yeah, sometimes we like filler, and hopefully you do too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, well, you can just ignore this episode.
I mean, we're going to watch these movies regardless.
Yeah, so. We'll get there eventually through the entire catalog. We have to draw some lines, I think, of like...
Running with the Devil?
Well, no, that's something that we would watch. I think we have to figure out, like, if he's in it as a cameo, I don't care.
Yeah.
Unless the cameo is, like, really amazing.
Like, this should have gone in instead of Jiu-Jitsu, in terms of, like, amount of Nick Cage and how important he was.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, I would have to look back at the, Exercise in Insanity that I did and see if I even had this on the list. Oh, I watched so many trailers that night.
You came back a different man.
It's true.
Came back changed.
Shock of white hair.
Exactly. Haunted, deep set eyes.
Bifurcated penis.
Claspers, man.
These are callbacks. Go listen to our old episodes.
Yeah.
They're funnier.
I told Horm to listen to an episode, and he was like, okay, I guess I'll try one.
And?
I don't think he's going to listen to it.
Mm.
Horn quack, whatever.
Whatever.
Fuck him.
He won't listen. He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to dox him.
This is the episode he listens to.
Yeah, I know. Oh, this would be a terrible first one.
I don't know. I don't think saying someone's name is doxing them.
No, I suppose not. I mean, if you have a very, very particular name, it is a bit, but.
I mean,
when I give up his address, that's doxing.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Where he hangs out.
Tell people where his Haida key is.
Yeah. All right. Chain of kills.
It did it.
It did.
Yeah, they did kill in a chain. It satisfied its movie title name.
Neat.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening to a bonus episode. You can find us on social media at cage_match_pod. You can find us on Patreon if you want to support us. Special thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Nathan? No. Nathan. Yes. And to our Cage Dancers. Oh, and Bill.
Bill.
And to our Cage Dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan and Cameron.
You have a list somewhere, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm rusty right now. We haven't recorded in our usual cadence.
No, we haven't.
I figure I got most of those right. I think Nathan is a cage dancer, though. That seems like their vibe.
Yeah.
His vibe?
His vibe?
That seems like his vibe. Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't use
the coward's eye.
I know.
Pay us money.
Yeah.
Gimme.
For good, high quality stuff. Actually,
pay us money. We'll forget your name.
Yeah, exactly. You can hear me fuck it up a bunch every time.
I won't forget your name because I'll have never learned it.
Never kiss him on the lips.
Yeah, you got to leave him wanting.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So did anyone else think when he was telling the story about Franco and the daughter disappearing that he had sex with his like adopted like niece?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. It was very like I was just like, wait, what the, is that supposed to be who the girl is? Why are they telling us the story? I don't like the story anymore.
Oh, no.
And then it made more sense. I'm like, oh, good. That poor girl just died.
Mm, yep.